All right, let me introduce you to everybody. Comedian Pat Oates is in studio.
Good morning. Well,
hello.
Yeah, hi.
Our Phil's back from vacation. Hello.
Hello.
Boss Keith is here.
Hi.
With Program Director Alan.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Nice.
All right, so we thought, and you could help too if you'd like to call or text 203-882-9757. Here's the project. We found this kid, young 20s. He's only seen one movie that came out before 1995.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, because he loves dinosaurs.
That's it. That's a criteria.
So we said, well, you got to see something that was made before 1995.
Adults watch, yes.
He's going to let us pick one movie, and this is going to be the one movie that he sees besides Jurassic Park that was made before 1995. So we asked our Facebook friends to chime in and give us suggestions. Over 500 comments. We have the top four picks here. But I don't think we have to limit it to this. We're going to have a conversation about what do we think he should see.
Right.
So where do you want to start? With this, or do you want to start with what his top five movies are to give you an idea of what he likes?
Yeah, let's start
there. We should go start with him.
Yeah, get an idea.
Number five, This Is the End.
Oh, wow.
I never even saw that movie.
It's hilarious.
Well, that's a funny movie.
It's a great movie.
Hilarious. Is it?
You should see that.
It's all the comedians. They play themselves.
An exaggerated version, yeah.
I don't love it.
No, you'd like it.
I'm out already.
I think you'd like it.
We'll see.
You don't want to do it.
Number four, Cloverfield.
No!
I didn't see that either.
Which one?
That felt real long.
No, the first one. The first one was good, and they've made two bad ones since.
That's that mysterious monster.
Yep.
Okay.
So the takeaway here is he likes things that are terrible. Is that what we decided?
That's a bad pick.
Number three, Whiplash.
Okay.
Oh, I love that movie. That movie's excellent.
Great.
The Gwyneth Paltrow story?
Not a feel-good movie.
He's the drummer. It's Miles Teller.
Jazz club in New York.
Oh, that sounds boring.
Number two, Hush.
Ugh.
Been told a lot.
Good movie.
What's that movie?
The one where the woman can't speak. It's like a thriller.
No, that's not a real
movie. Who's in it?
It's a Deep Purple song?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong.
That's not a movie.
By the way, you should watch this to the end because you are Danny McBride.
Has anyone here seen the movie Hush?
No. I have. Yeah, it's the guy that does all of the Haunting at Hill House shows on Netflix. This is a movie he did before all of that.
Cool.
She's deaf. She can't hear. A guy's trying to rob her and kill her.
Pat already explained this. We got it.
Yeah. All right, so this is his number two movie of the movies he's seen.
Oh, wow. It is a good movie, though.
I can't wait to number one.
Number one, Lilo and Stitch.
Yep.
Charming.
End the segment.
Charming.
That one comes with a juice box.
Maybe this was a joke. He was joking.
No, he has
this
a bit about it. It's one of his closing jokes. He loves that movie.
He is a comedian.
Are they dinosaurs? What are they?
Lilo and Stitch.
One's an alien and one's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. One's a child is what I thought you were going to say.
Isn't the alien blue or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
He lost his virginity to that movie, though.
Ugh.
What? Lilo and Stitch?
Yes.
Who?
Hopefully it would not a babysitter.
Who gets
it? Was just on.
Why is that on, though?
Go see his act and find out.
All right.
No further questions.
This is a terrible list.
Those are his top five
right,
movies.
So anything we suggest, that anybody suggests, will be an excellent movie that he'll hate because he just loves garbage.
Right, and that's the fear here. He's never going to love Godfather. He's never going to love Goodfellas.
Right, yeah.
He's
masterpieces.
He's not going to get those movies.
All right, so we do Dude, Where's My Car?
Do we do something like that, or do we make him watch The Sound of Music? Do we torture him, or do we give him a really good
movie? That's punishment for shoplifting in some countries. I don't know.
Is the objective to make him like movies? Is that the objective here?
Well, we either make him suffer, here's your penalty for not watching any great movies.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Or we make him watch a movie that we think might crack the door open and make him want to watch more pre-1995
movies.
Those
are both very enticing.
I think you pick a movie, or we pick a movie that we think he'll like, that he'll say, there are other movies like this that are good.
Okay.
Right.
That list is all over the map.
I'm
so angry at that list.
It's funny, but it's also weird. It's so thrown off. So something like a Short Circuit or something weird from then that would be an odd thing that we wouldn't suggest, but he might like because it's goofy and dumb, but also has elements of sci-fi.
And it's got Steve Guttenberg.
Here are the top four movies that the tribe put forward.
Okay.
The Godfather, Goodfellas,
yep.
The Breakfast Club, Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh.
I feel like Goodfellas and The Godfather's similar. It's a mob movie.
Yeah.
And Shawshank Redemption's real long. I mean, these are long. I mean, his favorite movie's Lilo and Stitch. I don't know if you want to give him a three-hour kind of slow,
right,
old-timey movie. Like, those movies take place. Shawshank's in the past. Godfather's in the 40s. Like, these aren't current. They don't
Something
feel
more
current.
Updated. Like, yeah, more modern.
And he says he doesn't watch these movies that were made before 1995 because the style of movie making is different.
Grainy
and it's
whatnot,
true.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for a lot of these movies.
I mean, the first 30 minutes of The Godfather is a wedding. He's going to sit there and say, what? Why are they shooting people? Watching this?
You don't even know who they are. It's just like, yeah, here are just people at a wedding. Yeah.
And then he said he tried to watch Star Wars Episode 4, which was number one, and he said it got slow, and he turned it off.
Yeah, I get that.
And I think you got problems with a lot of these 70s and 80s movies, so the special effects are all terrible. Mm-hmm. So if you're, and he said that on the air about special effects. So all this, you got to take any special effects movie out. So and then the comedy doesn't hold up. So we love these movies, right? Because we saw them then. So a lot of people on Facebook said Airplane. You watch Airplane now. My kids tried to watch Airplane. Yeah. It's stupid and it doesn't make sense. And comedy has advanced so much that he'll watch that and go, "This is dumb," and then he won't get a lot of the references. Like, there's a lot of things. You got to pick a movie.
That's right.
That
there's a lot of references from the time.
Yeah,
there's
some dated references. Yeah.
You got to pick. If you're going to pick an 80s or 70s movie, it's got to be something that doesn't have special effects that look dated and comedy that is, like, sort of childish and stupid now.
This is such a weird predicament because, like, even the 90s movies. Like, one of my first thoughts was Home Alone.
I was
like, it's
too.
So fun, but it's immediately solved today because a cell phone.
Right.
It's immediately solved.
Yeah, but you know what? But what makes that movie is just once it starts, it's nonstop belly laughs, all the things this kid does to these guys. You know, so I'm thinking that's a good contender.
All right, we'll write it down.
That's a good contender.
All right, it's a contender.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
Three Amigos.
Oh my God.
It's got comedy that he will recognize the people. It's got like weird things he likes, like talking bushes and stuff. It's got goofiness and also comedy, but also like maybe for him, he thinks it's a history piece.
Would he recognize the people? He's not going to. What Chevy Chase movies has he seen?
Not Chevy Chase, but Steve Martin, because of now with Hulu and Selena Gomez and all that stuff.
Do you think that guy watches that show?
I think because he's on the internet so much, he's seen clips of it.
He's certainly on the internet. Well, that's true.
Martin Short and Steve Martin were both in that Netflix series also. He may know them from
all
that.
The Murders in the Building.
Right. It's like when the hosts aren't listening. This keeps happening.
I'm gonna knock these off the list, and we're gonna get rid of Godfather.
Yeah.
Gonna get rid of Goodfellas.
Shawshank.
I actually don't hate The Breakfast Club as an idea because it is just five people talking in a room.
Right.
And like, okay, so the argument that you made about Home Alone, cell phones and everything, well, think about it that. If you're in detention, they take your cell phone away.
That's right.
So I don't hate that one as an idea. I don't think it necessarily should make the cut, but I don't hate that one.
But we'll leave it on the list for now. Yep. American Graffiti?
No, it's way too dated and so slow. So the movie's from 71, 72, and it takes place in the 50s. No, it's too slow. I don't even like that movie, and I was around.
The Big Chill?
No, it's about baby boomers. Like, he's not going to care about that.
Back to the Future.
So that's my pick. We haven't gotten to our picks, but
that's
that one,
one
is my pick.
That's a good one, and we have it on the phone, too.
Right. Special effects are good, too.
And what I think works about that for him, the entire point of the movie is that it's somebody that travels back to the past to see a time period that they don't know. So since he certainly doesn't know, it's kind of like him.
Yeah.
So
he's Marty.
Marty. So he can see the 80s, which he certainly doesn't know, and then the 50s, which he doesn't know. And it's an accessible story to, like, anybody. So that's my take
on my
choice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm with that one too. That's a good one to show, like, the children. They all like it. Like, that one works.
We should get DeLorean driving around.
And the issue about the special effects is there's really not, if you really watch that movie, there's not all that many. Just when he travels through time, it's just the car going fast and then flames. And that's sort of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not until you get to the third one they try to do crazy stuff with a train.
Yeah, no,
but no one's watching that one anyway.
They're not done with one. It should have been a sequel to that one.
Right, AJ's right. It should just be one, and then we pretend.
That was
we
it.
Tell him there were no others.
Nothing ever happened, yeah.
Facebook Tribe said Star Wars, but we know he tried and that failed.
And the special effects are terrible.
Caddyshack?
Dated.
I'm all right with that one.
It's not funny.
Oh, good pun there.
I'm all right.
I'm telling you, you show that to a 23-year-old, they're like, oh, okay.
Great. Like, it won't hold up. I promise you.
See, I was thinking Ghostbusters.
Effects are real bad.
They're bad.
Oh, they're bad, AJ.
They're bad now. Yeah.
Really? Yes.
It's one of those movies like Star Wars as a kid. It just blows your mind. And then you have that nostalgia throughout your life. Mm. If you jump in at a later point, you're like, I don't understand why people love this movie.
And, you know, he was talking the other day about, like, he likes all the Marvel movies, which is the state-of-the-art special effects.
Yeah.
So the further back you go, the less he'll be able to just, like, see it.
Right. I had Silence of the Lambs. It's a real party. You know, that movie doesn't have any special effects. It doesn't feel dated. It's scary. It's different. I don't know. Buffalo Bill's an amazing character in that movie.
He likes Hush, so it does have the same kind of suspense.
Likes thrillers.
It reminds him of Moisturize.
So that was my suggestion. Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's not a bad...
The real crowd.
It starts a little slow, is the other thing. It does ramp up, but it does start a little slow.
What year was Pulp Fiction made?
94.
Would he like that, you think?
It's before 95?
Probably not.
I think so. Why not?
Not dated and moves.
Yeah, it moves.
It's does quick. Move. Yeah.
It's a big ADHD movie. You know what I mean? Like, he's fucking
Yes. Would he even get, like, it in a sense, you know, like the fact that, like, the whole John Travolta, like, he's gonna know who that guy is, that
right?
It was his comeback. There had never been a movie that even looked like that movie prior to that movie. Like, it's such a, I don't think he's gonna get any of it.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll get the gimp part.
Like, when we saw it, it was mind-blowing. Yeah.
I'd put that on the list. I think Pulp Fiction's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right. What about Saving Private Ryan?
It's 98.
Oh, is it?
Eight,
is
nine,
it?
Okay. Something like that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then I'll take that off the list.
Maybe seen it already. Yeah.
So I know, AJ, is your pick officially Home Alone?
It was Ghostbusters, but I think Home Alone's a better choice.
I was going to go with that, but I think you'll agree with this one, too. A Midnight Run.
That was a good one.
No one else has seen it?
I mean, I've seen it. That's, I don't think it's big enough, though. If you want,
it doesn't have to be big enough. It starts
Charles
fast. It's funny. Back and forth is good.
We're going to waste this guy's time to watch a two-hour movie, and we're going to pick some random movie from 1988.
I don't think that's a mistake. Movie.
I think you need a hit movie. This is my thoughts on this now.
I know.
Now I'm pissed.
Clearly.
So we probably shouldn't include Boss Kids.
We're going to take this
I feel like
seriously.
That movie is fun and interesting all the way through.
I think you ask 20 people in this office what that movie is, and they don't know what you're talking about.
I thought of another movie
Positive.
That I thought he might like based on his top five list, which had like an alien movie, and mm-hmm. it had like a dinosaur, where we know he likes dinosaurs.
Okay, yeah.
Alien.
Oh, yeah.
Special effects are terrible.
I'd go with the second one, Aliens.
I think you're better
Aliens
off than
the
Aliens. Because it's nonstop action.
Yeah.
And you don't really need to have seen the first one.
You don't.
I think that's not a bad selection. And it's, if he likes action monster, I mean, it's kind of got everything.
Yeah. I'd consider that one, too. That's a good one.
I'm telling you, the effects are bad.
That thing is scary as hell, too.
But they're simple bad. Like, they're realistic bad. It's not technology bad.
Is that the one where she dons that metal outfit?
So we...
Yes.
We're putting Silence of the Lambs on the list, and then are we putting Midnight Run?
It doesn't sound like
no,
it.
No, I took my veto on that list. Unless Phil can find 20 people in the office who knows what the hell he's talking
apparently
about.
Apparently not, yeah.
So I'm going to name a movie, because we got six here. So I'm going to name a movie, and everyone say yay or nay.
Okay.
All right? Silence of the Lambs. Keith?
Yay! Nay. That was my vote.
Alan?
Nay.
Yeah.
Phil?
Nay.
AJ?
Nay.
Yeah.
Nay.
Oh, God
Ruth?
Damn it.
Yay.
Yeah, thank
Brown
you.
Brown nose.
It's a good movie.
All right, I don't think that makes the cut.
Nah. Ooh.
All right. Home Alone?
Yay.
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 Nay.
Yay.
Yay.
Ooh, it's still on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Breakfast Club?
Yay.
Yay.
Nay.
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 Oh, down it goes.
Ruth?
Say yay.
Yay? Ooh,
decide. Equal. That means you decide.
Chaz?
Yay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
The yays have it.
It's very serious.
Very democratic.
It is.
It feels serious.
Hey, we're doing important work.
Right.
We should be having cigars.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We should.
I mean, it's serious enough that both the bosses left
right.
our office.
Right. We stopped doing our actual jobs.
This is the stuff that stops the building.
You can't say anything.
Right.
It's true. Good call.
Back to the Future.
Yay.
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 Yay. This is the one I picked. Yay. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Unanimous.
It is.
Wow.
In. Pulp Fiction.
Yay.
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 Wow.
All right.
I like all of
them. All right, so we have four now, so but aliens?
No.
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 Nay.
Nah.
Nay.
Nay.
Nay. Okay. It's a nay-nay.
Well, we have our four.
Nice. All right, great. I like that list. That's a good list.
Home Alone, Breakfast Club, Back to the Future, Pulp Fiction. These are...
Those are good picks.
Those are good picks.
Those are all very enjoyable
all
movies.
All iconic, yes.
You need weed that day.
Yay.
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 All right, so we'll post these. Or
I will be surprised if he hasn't seen Home Alone. I think he's confused that he thinks it's more recent or whatever. I'll be stunned if he hasn't seen that.
It does seem one of those movies it's impossible
always
to
on.
Escape.
Right.
Yeah.
I've
right.
never seen it.
You've never seen Home Alone?
No. I know it exists. I know about it, but I've never seen it either. So,
I will text him right now.
That shocks me. You should see it, but not now because it's like a Christmas movie.
I don't like kids in peril.
All right, let's.
I thought you put them in there.
All right.
You have a soft spot for children.
Yeah. Right. Big time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't watch anything. My kids make fun of me all the time. I can't watch Kids in Peril at all in any movies.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you haven't
My
seen.
My therapist is working on it. Don't worry.
Okay.
About it.
Have you seen Goonies?
They weren't really in peril.
They're like shooting
in peril. Sloth.
Right.
Pirates.
Right. All right. Interesting.
Adventure, not peril.
Right.
That was one that came up a lot on the. On the Facebook topic.
Goonies.
It's so dark.
Yeah.
It's on the screen.
And a phone would solve everything.
And right. Right. You would scare the crap out of
anyway. Also, really bad. Like, just like they, at one point, experience bats. You see the strings.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So if you guys had to vote for one movie, let's go around and see if there's a leader here. But we're going to post these. We'll let the tribe figure out which one it's going to be.
Okay, cool.
All right. But between Home Alone, Breakfast Club, Back to the Future, and Pulp Fiction, which one would you pick?
I vote Pulp Fiction.
I would be Back to the Future.
Home Alone.
I think too much blood and guts in Pulp Fiction. That was my initial instinct, but I'm going to go with Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
I'm going to say Back to the Future, too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's a good one.
Barely in the lead.
Okay, so Home Alone is.
Again, all of us very serious on the vote.
Yes.
No, we just like, as we waited for the other to speak.
There's not a lot of blood and guts on the rest of his list.
Back to the Future matters.
There is a lot to like about that movie, and it's a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah. The music's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Is the movie great? Is the music great?
I think
one good song.
Yeah, I mean,
no, the score is good.
Yeah,
the
Zemeckis score. Yeah,
right. Van Halen's in it and stuff like that. You know,
he's not going to get the like a lot of these Pepsi jokes and all that stuff's going to fall flat. But that's fine. Right. I'm excited about this. Yeah. So what's happening? He's all coming in.
Yeah. So we're going to put it to Facebook. Tomorrow we'll know which movie it's going to be. And then Wednesday he'll be in the monkey cage and he'll watch the movie while we're doing a show.
Nice.
Periodically we'll turn the studio on, take a listen to where he is in the movie.
If he's awake or alive.
And he'll be live tweeting.
Yes.
So we'll kind of get a read on what he's thinking of the movie.
Nice.
Solving the big problems over here. I like it.
Yes, that's right.
We're
that's
making
right.
a difference
well,
today.
Exactly. Well, this
was so weird to run into someone who said they've only seen one movie before 1995.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome how honest he is. He doesn't fear that. He knows people are going to yell him all the time, but he brings it up constantly.
Well, what's crazy about that is like you could say I've only seen one movie before 1995. But then he calls himself a movie buff.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah.
That's right, where that's all the energy comes
right.
from.
Right. Wow.
Right.
Like, do you know what a buff means?
Right. All right, well, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Keith.
The important matters are done.
Alan, the program director.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.